The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, which means I'm joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo as we deliver this episode of Casual Friday filled with nutritional idiocies, FDA hypocrisies, linguistic tricks, as you can see. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, how are you, Carl?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I went to the gym and worked out this morning and feel good.
Yeah, I know. I trained legs today. I was not as with it as I had hoped to be. But it does feel good when you're done, doesn't
yes.
it? Yes. Yeah. Anyway, and speaking of working out, you came home yesterday and said, have you ever heard of Milo? And I said, yeah, and his pet bull. Interesting story, isn't it?
It is an interesting story. I was reading about progressive loading, mm-hmm. and there was a story of Milo.
Right.
And how he used to carry, he'd started out carrying a calf into town. It was a Greek god.
Right.
He would carry the calf into town every day, and as the calf grew into a bull. He kept carrying it into town until
he got stronger.
As the bull grew, he got stronger and stronger, which right. is a form of progressive loading.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, then you came home and said that. Well, no, you came into the studio today. You said you saw a guy you haven't seen in a long time. And he has put on so much weight, and you said to me, jokingly, I guess that's progressive loading too, isn't it?
I said, I guess that's a form of progressive loading as well.
Yeah, it is. it's not the right kind.
Not the good kind.
Because Milo was able to take the bull off his shoulders when he was done working out with him, and that guy can't take his fat off.
That's true. So eventually Milo, he became a wrestler. He is the wrestler of Greek mythology, and he ended up eating the bull. After so many years of carrying the bull around on his shoulders, he took it to the Colosseum, I guess, and slaughtered it and cooked it and ate it.
But now here's the hard part for me to understand. That bull was his friend. I mean, he would carry the bull around. The bull probably thought, you know, this guy's really great. Now, first of all, I don't believe the story.
You don't?
No, but look, a good-sized bull is 3,000 pounds, okay? And so, I mean, unless this was like a dwarf bull where it only got to maybe, you know, 700-800 pounds, I don't buy it.
Well, how much are those boulders that strong men carry around?
Hundreds of pounds. I mean, like last time I was out at Jay's farm, he had this beautiful Jersey bull. He said the Jerseys are the worst bulls of all. They're the most aggressive. They charge at shadows. This thing had to be close to 4,000 pounds. I mean, don't forget, one got loose and a pickup truck hit it, and the pickup truck was totaled.
That's
Jay
right.
Jay had to buy that guy a brand new pickup truck. And the bull was fine. So, I mean, you know, I mean, it's mythology. It makes sense. I got a feeling that he slaughtered the bull a little bit earlier than when it was full grown, because I don't believe he's carrying 2,000 pounds around on his shoulders walking into town.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind the weight, but just the, what's the word I'm looking for? The geometry of it. I mean, you know, how do you get the bull on your back? And a bull is not a docile animal.
That's true.
You know, it's not like, hey, yeah, okay, I'll just lay here. I mean, they usually either want to hit something with their head or hump it, one or the other. I mean, that's it.
Well, my point in the story is the whole progressive loading.
Oh, no, I agree. And it does tell a great story. It mm-hmm. really does.
It does.
So it is a good story. And I thought it was interesting that, you know, I've known about Milo and the bull, Milo of Crotona or Croton, depending on whose variation of the story you read, when I first started getting into, you know, training in exercise physiology, and then you found him too.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still out there.
Just really quick, I want to mention there's a new movement. You know, they have the farm to table.
Oh, I thought it was this one I'm doing now. It's not that
you're
movement.
You're dancing over there. No, it's now called farm to facial, where you can go to a spa and go out, and they're growing their own botanicals and different things, and you can pick actually what you want them to use for you on your own, on your facial.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so farm to table, farm to facial. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, and obviously, anytime that... whenever we get into something as a society, we go all the way. So it makes sense that this whole farm, direct from farm movement will find its way into lots of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what I really want to know about is what's going on in Brooklyn. Somebody posted on my wall that they're spraying for, is it West Nile virus?
Mm-hmm, they're spraying for mosquitoes.
But are they actually having a West Nile problem in Brooklyn? Any of my listeners in Brooklyn, do you have relatives, friends that are, is it in the newspaper that West Nile virus is on the rise in Brooklyn?
No. According to the article that I read, there is no problems. They're just doing this as a preventative measure. And they're spraying.
Kind of like Angelina Jolie had her breast lopped off as a preventative measure, even though she didn't have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
But they're spraying a product that's called Anvil 10 plus 10. It's a pesticide.
Yeah.
And they warned everybody to turn their air conditioners on, recirculate, remove all outdoor furniture, remove all outdoor toys and outdoor equipment, clothes.
Could you imagine?
Bring it all inside. And if you got exposed to it, you needed to wash your skin.
Right.
How could that be healthy to spray that into the environment?
Okay, it can. And never mind that. But what about things like the subway, which have these air circulating systems that pull the air from above and bring them down into the subway tube? So it's going to pull all that air down. All that pesticide is going to be concentrated into small areas inside the subways then.
It says here, residents are urged to stay indoors during spraying, particularly those with asthma or other respiratory conditions.
And so think about this. So they're afraid that the West Nile virus may be on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
No one is getting sick from it yet.
No.
They're going to spray this stuff. Now people are going to get sick from this stuff. That's what's going to happen.
Who makes these decisions?
Yeah, exactly. The government. Government is always trying to legislate health. This is a big mistake. This is a big problem. We got lots of good stories to talk about in this area, but this is complete idiocy. I mean, I could see if there was an outbreak. Oh my God, West Nile virus is on the rise. Fatalities are growing. The only thing we have to do is something drastic. We have to spray the whole town. Then I can see it. But to say, hey, you know, we're afraid that someone may get West Nile virus, some one person, so we're going to spray and expose everybody in the city to this stuff instead, makes no sense. This is government for you. But anyway, what are we going to do? Let's talk about something funny.
Okay, so Jason LaLue posted this on my Facebook page. It's Planet Fitness. I didn't realize that we even had a Planet Fitness here
in Louisville.
When I Googled it, it came up. There is one here. And they have a pat on the back
app.
The Planet Fitness is rolling out a custom-built pat on the back generator, a Facebook app that generates pats on the back for just about anything.
And this is their equivalent to a like button. So instead of you liking it, you're giving them a POTB, a pat on the back, like an attaboy. Wow, you're doing really good.
And if they get to 20,000 pats on the back, they have a cupcake party at all of their locations.
Now, this is idiocy, right?
A cupcake party.
And this is exactly why mediocrities dwells at Planet Fitness. Because the people there are all looking for somebody else to go, hey, good job. Good job.
Good job.
That's an inside joke. And so they're looking for other people to recognize that they're training hard. And we all want accolades, don't get me wrong. But that's not what you do it for, not for the attaboys. And then to reward your hard work with a cupcake party, really? I mean, this is what's wrong with Planet Fitness. They won't let people grunt. Anybody with extreme levels of strength can't train there. They'll ask you to leave. They actually have a button on the wall called a lunkhead alarm. So if somebody is working out in Planet Fitness, let's say I was doing hip thrusts like I was doing today with heavy weight.
Right.
And I was grunting while I was doing them like I was today. somebody would go to the wall and hit the lunk alarm, and an attendant would come and say, I'm sorry, sir, you can't do those any longer, or if you do them, you can't make any noise, you can't grunt. So they're all about inhibition. They want people to be inhibited to exemplify strength. So it's just mediocre people go there. People who are like, I'm happy being skinny fat. Give me a pat on the back because I came in and I did my 30 minutes of cardio.
I didn't realize they're the national brand partner for the NBC show The Biggest Loser as yeah. well.
And hence, anybody who goes to Planet Fitness is a loser. They're just not big enough to be on the NBC show, but nonetheless, they're a loser.
So okay.
So there you go. We have to give a shout out to somebody that we missed last week.
Yes, Shirley MacLaine. It was so good to meet you in Atlanta.
At AHS 13. When we were listening to the show, Elisa goes, oh, my God, we forgot to give Shirley MacLaine a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
I says, well, don't worry. We'll do it next show. So she's all by herself now on this one.
Yes.
Shirley MacLaine. Isn't that cool that she's called, that her name is Shirley MacLaine?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's so funny. All right, we have to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of good stories today, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So you'll want to stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia. These bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-town down.
Okay. Welcome back. Lisa's dancing now.
I like that song. I have that on my MP3 player.
Cool. Okay, so Kentucky's in the news. Kentucky's in the news in a big way, but maybe not for the greatest thing in the world.
Well, evidently there's a
rural Kentucky school
down in Harlan County, which is down in eastern Kentucky, and it's near the Tennessee border.
Right.
They're evidently telling Michelle Obama that they don't like the food because, you know, she's the one behind the movement.
New food programs, yeah.
Uh-huh, that it tastes like vomit.
What exactly is in the food that they don't like?
Well, they just don't like any of it. They don't like the brown wheat bread.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like the new milk, which is non-fat milk, skim milk. Or 1% fat.
And we know now that that's from things that Adele Musa has talked about, the show we did yesterday on milk in general and raw milk, that the fat is important in milk. And it actually having whole fat milk actually has the opposite effect of what they say it does.
And they're serving them non-fat, the chocolate and strawberry flavored milks are non-fat as well.
Which means it probably has a lot of corn syrup in it.
Right. And the parents are concerned because the kids aren't eating. They're just not eating. And how can they learn if they don't have food in their system?
Right, right.
And evidently, I guess, like if you have money, you can, they're only giving kids so many calories a day.
Right.
But if you have money, you can go back and buy more protein if you have the money.
So look at what this is going to do. So now kids are going to go to their parents. Now keep in mind that Harlan County is probably not a very affluent area.
Not at all. No, okay. Quite the contrary.
And they probably depend on school lunches to feed their kids one meal a day, and that kind of takes the burden off of these hardworking families, right?
Right.
Okay, so now what's happening is the kids are going, Mom, you got to give me $5. I have to buy food. I can't eat that food. So
mm-hmm.
now, no one's going to eat the food. It's going to go into a dumpster, and the kids are going to take the money from their parents to go and buy food instead.
There's a calorie cap, 850 calories for high school lunches, 700 for middle schools, and 650 for elementary schools. Why do they have that?
Well, okay, I have no problem with the calorie cap because the calories, if you're eating nutrient-dense food, if you're eating chicken breast, if you're eating healthy cuts of beef, if you're eating yams, if you're eating vegetables like spinach and broth. I mean, you know, 650 calories goes a long way.
But they can only have one serving of meat, and they can have they're limited. I guess they get carbs and vegetables and fruits.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, this is an example of trying to legislate health. The government needs to get out of the way and let the schools and the individuals who really know something about nutrition help these people who design these menus.
Well, the issue here is that, like it says here in the article, some of the suburban school districts are backing out.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a school like in Harlan County where a lot of people depend on the free lunch programs or the reduced price lunch programs, they can't back out of it.
Think of Detroit. Think of Illinois, Chicago. Think of Brooklyn. Think of these neighborhoods where these kids depend on that lunch and the parents depend on that lunch, and now they're going to start fooling around with it like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mistake. And the truth is, the desired result is not going to occur.
It says here, across the country, students and parents have expressed dissatisfaction with the federal government's new food regimen, which, like you've said, the government needs to get out of our pantry.
Yeah,
basically.
They don't know about, you know, and then let's not forget something I brought up yesterday when I had Dr. Tan Bars on. I said, you know, you have government dictating how people should eat.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have the government who invests in these crops that just so happen to be very, very important factors in the menu that the government recommends. So, I mean, the government has a conflict of interest telling people what to eat when the government subsidizes crops that we know are causing disease. It just doesn't work. And people are starting to realize it. Well, not everybody. I mean, you know, people that listen to this show and other shows like it, but the majority of Americans who watch the Food Babe tell them to have popcorn before bed because that's a good, a bedtime snack or something like that.
She does put out some good information. I do like to read some of her blogs, but I think that she's, I think I read in one of her blogs that she's 80% plant-based.
Yeah, she's a vegan.
Diet, so.
Yeah.
And you can, on her website, like I've said before, she offers the China study as good reading. And
didn't you say that she offered egg as one of the alternatives for people to eat, but she was almost apologetic about it?
Well, it was a recipe on her blog site about, high protein waffles, and she was using eggs in the waffles, and she basically apologized for using the egg, and that's when she said, I'm 80% plant based. Yeah. So
again, if I was willing to join the ranks that are willing to give bad information out there, my show would probably be a lot more popular. I could go mainstream. I could get on GMA in the morning, but no one's ever going to put me on when I'm talking about raw milk and healthy cuts of beef and bacon is okay, and it's the corn and the grain that's bad, because the media is in the pocket of the same people that the government is in the pocket, and that is the big food producers. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to let anybody compromise their message because they need people to eat that stuff because they got to get their profits.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I mean, I don't have anything against the Food Babe, but clearly for her to be in the mainstream, I immediately know that she's talking about the wrong things.
Well, she's been on Dr. Oz.
Bingo.
They had a thing on, I think it was Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah. So there you go. That proves my point. Anyway, so let's talk about something else that's equally frustrating and scary. The government being involved in health care. And there's a young Amish girl. How old is she?
She's 10 years old. She's an Amish girl from Spencer, Ohio, which is up northern Ohio,
right,
near Cleveland. Evidently, her Amish parents, after one round of chemotherapy, decided that it made her sick,
mm-hmm,
and that they felt like another alternative, going to a wellness doctor and going the wellness route with vitamins and minerals and herbs and natural things, would be better for her, mm-hmm, because of not only because of their religion, but also because the chemotherapy made her so sick.
Right.
So evidently the judge ruled that it was their decision because they were her parents. Well, let's fast forward to now, and the hospital has gone back and said that they want to appoint a guardian to make sure that child
gets her chemotherapy.
And the appeals court sided with the hospital. So now they're going to take that child away from them, from the Amish couple, and make her have chemotherapy.
This is the greatest miscarriage of justice, and this goes on all the time. This is overreaching at its worst. This is tyranny. This is tyranny.
How is it the hospital's right? I don't understand.
They're going to position it.
They're
going to position this. This is an example of what I've said before. Government is in place because they believe people are too stupid to care for themselves. That's why we have government. Okay, and so their attitude is, this family, as well-meaning as they may be, they're ignorant of the facts, they're ignorant of the science, so we must override them for the good of the child. That is their opinion. Believe me, that's where they're coming from. They believe that they're doing good, that someday this child will look back at them and say, thank you so much for rescuing me from my ignorant parents who were not going to allow me to get chemotherapy. That's what they think. They have, you know what I say? The survival rate of cancer research is 5 years. If you live 5 years after the research, they consider you a success. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This child, they should allow the parents to do what they want to do, just because those parents should have the last say so on what they do with their children from a medical perspective. Because the government cannot guarantee us that this child is going to do well from chemotherapy. They can't guarantee us that she's going to live any longer than if they didn't do chemotherapy. They can't do any of those things. This is sad.
The hospital's chief medical officer said last week that it is morally and legally obligated to make sure the little girl receives proper care.
Proper care. Now think about this for a second. These Amish people are very smart. When you give something to somebody to make them better, it shouldn't make them worse. This is rudimentary intelligence here at work. I've said this all along. Chemotherapy is to cancer
what burning a house down is to getting a stain out of the carpet. You don't burn the house down to get a stain out of the carpet, and you don't destroy the entire body to kill the cancer. There are other ways to achieve this, and they're going to poison this poor little girl at a critical point in her life, at 10 years old. Who knows? She'll probably be sterile after this. Who knows what diseases will set in her body after this chemotherapy? And will it cure her? Probably not. It's really sad. Ultimately, the government shouldn't have a say-so in this. This should be between the parent. These parents aren't abusing this child. Their opinion is chemotherapy is bad. This is terrible. I mean, this you know, I don't want to segue into a story that we didn't plan to talk about yet, and we could talk about it later. But, I mean, we're talking about, you and I were reading about this whole thing. You were telling me about fluoride in the water and how Israel has taken fluoride, said no fluoride in the water. Mm-hmm. And the United States has fluoridated water just about every municipality in the country. And you started looking at the information, and you're going, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Like, fluoride is really dangerous. Yes. And the American Dental Association is applauding themselves for fighting to get water fluoridated. That they, oh, well, thanks to us, you have fluoride in your water. And the fluoride in the water is causing all sorts of problems. In fact, you found a host of human studies that showed that intelligence goes down in people who have higher blood levels of fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another example of government trying to override and make people do things that we deep down know is not good for us. And look what it does to us. It hurts us. It kills us. It's really sad stuff. Really, really is. And we could talk about we can get deeper into the fluoride story later. I just wanted to throw that in there because it kind of punctuates what's going on with this Amish family. Well, so what can they do now?
Well, we can talk about the fluoride. As of May 2013, there were 43 studies that investigated the relationship between fluoride and human intelligence. And there were 19 studies that investigated the relationship between fluoride and learning and memory in animals. The human studies were based on IQ examinations of over 11,000 children. After reviewing 27 of these studies, a team of Harvard scientists concluded that fluoride's effect on the young brain should now be a high research priority. Basically, what they found was that the fluoride in the water causes a lower IQ.
Yes. And who knows what else? We know that it compromises the thyroid because it's a halogen. It displaces iodine, bromide, which is in bread, does it, and so does fluoride. And we know that they're not, you know, the ADA, I could see the American Dental Association, they should have a commercial that goes like this. 60 years of putting fluoride in your water.
It's 68 years.
68 years of, thank us for 68 years of putting fluoride in your water. Sure, Johnny is dumb as a stump, but he's got pretty teeth. I mean, this is what we're talking about here.
One of the things that shocked me was that nothing gets rid of fluoride out of your water. Basically,
right.
You can boil it. It doesn't get rid of it. You can, I mean, the Brita filters or charcoal filters don't get rid of it. Basically, the only thing you can do is buy purified water, reverse osmosis, or
distilled water.
And there's no minerals in either of those two types of waters.
And that's my point. The things that get fluoride out of the water also get the good things out of the water, the minerals that you want in the water. This is tantamount to what pasteurization did to milk, right? Milk, 8,000 years, we've drank milk, no problem. Along comes the liquor business. They want to get into the milk business. They putrefy the milk. So now we have to kill everything in the milk, including the putrefied bacteria that they have created. And now there's nothing good in them. There's the same thing with water. Water has good things in it. But now that we're putting fluoride in order to get the fluoride out, we have to get the good things out too.
Well, there's an article here that says, unlike the United States, which continues to poison its population with fluoridated water, the Supreme Court of Israel has ordered the country to stop adding the toxin to all of its water supplies by 2014.
I applaud the Israelis. I applaud them.
And then there's some information here that was sent to us from AuraMD about fluoride. Mm-hmm. And I think anyone who orders AuraMD gets the same information. I'm not sure. But Austria, Belgium, China, Czech Republic, Denmark, France, Finland, Germany, Luxembourg, Norway, none of those have fluoride, and a lot of them have never had fluoride in their water.
And their teeth probably look fantastic. We actually have to take a break. We're going a little long here. When we come back, we've got lots more good stories to talk about. We'll stay with this a little bit longer. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. Whatever you do during the break, do not go and get a drink of tap water. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
I did it again, baby. Yeah!
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back. More on fluoride. We're not done with fluoride yet.
No.
There's a lot to talk about here. And you know what? And I also want to talk about the American Dental Association after that.
So. Well, on the American Dental Association, speaking of the American Dental Association, on their website, they're touting the benefits of fluoride in water. On January 25th, 1945, Grand Rapids, Michigan became the world's first city to adjust the level of fluoride in its water. Since that time, fluoridation has dramatically improved the oral health of tens of millions of Americans.
Yeah, the oral health. but the brains are getting worse, and their thyroids are malfunctioning, and who knows what else fluoride is doing to people. But thanks to the American Dental Association, we can thank them for it. Everybody who has a dog should put a little poop in a box and mail it to the ADA and say, thank you for fluoride. Here, have this. What else about fluoride?
Well, I mean, just what else? There's so much there. Fluoride is, it depresses the thyroid.
Right.
Exposure to fluoride can disrupt your body's synthesis of collagen.
Think about that. People who worry about their skin getting saggy.
Well, and there's fluoride in the water that you're taking in your shower.
Right.
So the fluoride is absorbing through your skin. Yeah.
Right.
Fluoride can stimulate oxygen consumption and granule formation in your white blood cells, but inhibit these processes when a white blood cell is challenged by a foreign agent in your blood.
Which is part of the immune system. That's part of the immune function. So think about that. So that means that it can disrupt the immune function.
Fluoride promotes the development and progression of bone cancer.
Isn't that nice? Thank you, ADA. What else has the ADA given us? The ADA has also given us the notion that putting a little mercury in your mouth is actually a safe and good thing to do.
Amalgam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, when I was a kid, they called them silver fillings. No one said that they have mercury in them. Never. And it was only later on in life that we started to say, hey, did you know there's mercury in those fillings? Dentists who speak out against amalgam fillings can lose their licenses to practice. There's a very, very heavy hand at the ADA that will not stand quietly in anyone who says that amalgam fillings aren't safe. Now, here's the interesting thing. By the FDA's own estimation, the FDA that plays everything dangerous down and a little bit of this won't hurt you, that FDA, they concluded that a single amalgam filling can leach between 1 and 3 micrograms of mercury a day into your body. Now, think about that for a second. Every day, every amalgam filling in your mouth is delivering 1,000th to 3,000th of a milligram of mercury into your body every day. And at the end of 1,000 days, 3 years, that's 1 milligram of mercury. Now, people can come and say, well, that's not a lot of mercury. And I'm sure that Adele Musa, who is very, very cognizant of the science, will say, but Carl, you know, you get that much mercury from the rain that comes down because of pollution in the air. And that's true. But it's in your mouth. At least the rain you can use a jacket or an umbrella to try to stay out of the way of. This is in your mouth. And how many of us just have one filling in our mouth?
I'm glad I don't have any.
Oh, show off. But anyway, but then Dr. Patterson and his group did the same research to see what the estimated leaching of mercury in micrograms per day from a single amalgam filling. They said it was more like 27 to 30 micrograms a day leaching. So think about that. For those of you who have had amalgam fillings in your mouth for 10, 20, 30 years, this mercury is leaching into your body every single day. And the ADA says and will defend in court that it's safe. But now, let's put on our critical thinking hats for a second. Wait, is mine on crooked? You send your child to school with a mercury-containing thermometer, and your child drops that thermometer in Mrs. McGillicuddy's third-grade classroom, and they will evacuate the entire school and have a hazmat team come to clean up that little bead of mercury. So I don't understand how we can recognize mercury as being so highly toxic that even a small pinhead-sized bead of it in a classroom requires the evacuation of the whole school and hazmat, but they can put it in your mouth. Someone please explain that to me. I really want to learn. Someone from the ADA, explain it to me, how that is safe. What is it about amalgam fillings that neutralizes or deactivates or does something to the mercury where it's not going to hurt me after both the FDA and a noted scientist say that it's leaching into my body every single day?
That's the ADA, the same ADA that is proud that they've fluoridated your water.
Well, and just to get back to fluoride a little bit, there's an article, a 2001 article in the Journal of the American Dental Association where they concluded that fluoride that is swallowed and incorporated into teeth is insufficient to have a measurable effect on reducing cavities. Oral intakes of fluoride may not be necessary and can even be detrimental to your health. And that was in the American Dental Association journal. And then in the Journal of American Dental Association, another study showed that fluoride is a toxic substance that destroys teeth in developing young children and babies.
But meanwhile, it's in your water, and you drink it, and you bathe in it, you shower in it, you wash your hands in it, and it's in your water. It's scary. This is a perfect example. And who authorized the putting fluoride in municipal water? Local governments.
Mm-hmm.
So here's an example of governments again, right, in charge of your health, the same government that's going to force that poor Amish family to force their child to have chemotherapy. That's the same government that said that fluoride is good for you. We're going to put it in the water. You're going to drink it every day. You're going to bathe in it. You're going to shower in it. And why? Because we know better. We're the local government.
I guess we all need to get the reverse osmosis for drinking, for showering, for bathing, for everything.
I don't know what the answer is anymore.
Well, so not to plug our sponsor, but OraMD, I asked Ray about children's OraMD.
Right.
And he said that children can use their OraMD. And children's toothpaste has fluoride in it.
Right.
So if you're using a children's toothpaste, think of all the toothpaste that they're going to be swallowing.
And you know kids swallow toothpaste.
Yeah.
They're not as diligent about rinsing their mouth out and spitting it out like we are because we don't want that stuff in our stomach. You know kids swallow toothpaste.
I have a chart here that says a child the age of 2 years, if they ingest 1.1 to 3.3 grams of toothpaste, it's toxic.
Right. And you know, okay, so it's toxic in a single dose, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what if they swallow a third of that dose every day for a week? Isn't that going to be toxic too, to some degree? I mean, it may not be acutely toxic where you have to rush them to the hospital, but isn't it like water on a stone? Isn't it doing the same thing, just slower?
So Ray just said to start the kids out with only one drop.
Yeah, till they get used to it because it is strong for them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? By just doing that, and I know a little boy who uses OraMD.
I do too.
Little Billy Seeds.
Billy Seeds.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had to get used to it. And so Elisa said to Ray, why don't you make a children's version basically weaker? And he said, because then it won't have the same healthy impact on the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so you lose the value of the reason you use OraMD by making it weaker. So kids like Billy Seeds, they just adjust to it. And you know what? Just think about this. How old is Billy now? He's six?
I think he's six.
So he's gonna be so far ahead of all the other kids that he grows up with because he's not dosing fluoride every day.
So the fluoride concentration in Colgate for kids' toothpaste is 1,100 parts per million. Right. At 130 grams of paste in the average tube, this equates to 143 milligrams of fluoride in that tube.
And so just do the math. How long does it take for your kid to go through a tube and you just gave them 140 milligrams of fluoride?
Fluoride.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Scary stuff. We have to take a break.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about when we come back?
We've got lots of good stories.
Okay. All right, so you're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We will be right back. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Call it all.
See you.
Yeah.
Mike down.
Ooh.
Mike down. Down.
I
let you boy, baby.
Yeah.
You killed it on this one, man.
Uh-huh.
Chill.
We got Yin Yang Twins and Mike Jones in the house tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Sorry, I couldn't find the button. Uh-oh. Big behind. Watch that. All right, so anyway.
So we were talking about Israel, who wants to take the fluoride out of their water.
Right.
Well, they're in the news for something else as well.
What is this?
The World Health Organization says Israel needs to saturate the environment with live oral polio vaccine in the hope of ridding the country of natural wild polio virus.
So wait a minute. Okay, they need to saturate the what?
The environment.
Okay, so are they going to spray this stuff like bug spray?
No, they are going to vaccinate the entire country of Israel with a 2-strain. Bivalent OPV.
Okay, so which is a
oral polio vaccine.
So, oh man, that's scary to me.
According to this article, parents feel terrorized by it, and they use the word terrorized.
But okay, so is polio on the rise in Israel? I didn't hear about this.
No, if you don't already know, wild type 1 polio virus has been detected in the sewage system in Israel and is thought to have been brought in by
Bedouins
from Egypt. Nobody is known to have any clinical symptoms as a result of this, but the World Health Organization and the Israel Ministry of Health, the MOH, believe that it may only be a matter of time before susceptible persons become paralyzed.
Well, wait.
So let me finish this. All who have tested positive for the virus thus far have gained immunity and are asymptomatic.
Okay, I got to talk about the Israelis first of all. So there's a little known fact, and some people may be aware of this, but about 9 years ago, during the height of the HIV AIDS awareness slash epidemic, they discovered that there's a population, and I believe it's the Ashkenazi Jews in Israel that have the virus but are asymptomatic. And they were going to do research on them. They're like, holy mackerel, we got to get their blood and see what it is about them that they have the virus but they don't develop AIDS. So it's interesting to me to hear now that there's a population of Israelis that are resistant to polio. They don't develop the virus, the symptoms. This is really amazing to me, which tells you, like, we really need to see what the Israelis are doing as far as lifestyle and stuff goes. But, okay, that aside. So this is an exact example of what they just did to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a larger scale and scarier, in my opinion. So they're saying, look, we found in the sewage system live polio viruses. Okay, so the logical thing would be, let's put something in the sewage system to kill the polio virus. Right? That would be the logical thing, right? But no, the World Health Organization decides, no, what we need to do is vaccinate everybody so that if they come in contact with this virus, they don't get it. Well, if you know the virus is in the sewage system, why don't you just put the stuff in the sewage system? I mean, this is idiocy, but this is what happens when organizations like the World Health Organization get involved.
And they're using the form of vaccine that they're going to use is a revertant.
Right. So which means
it reverts to their former potentially non-virulent selves.
Right. So in other words, what happens is this could actually spark the development of the polio virus.
Right.
And in fact, I think that you told me, I didn't know this until you told me this, that in countries where they've used this vaccine, even 20 or 30 years later, the virus is still alive as a result of the vaccine.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So here's an example of something that I said about the flu vaccine, that the flu vaccine was actually causing the flu to spread. They already know that about this vaccine and polio. This vaccine and this vaccine can actually cause the development and spread of polio later on. This is idiocy. I look, all I can say is this. The Israelis are some of the strongest people I've ever met in my life. I mean, you talk about strong-willed, strong constitution. These people, people have tried to destroy them since the beginning of time, and they can't do it. And I doubt seriously that the Israelis will allow this to happen. They'll see the charade in all this. They'll say, put it in the sewers. That's just what they put it in the sewers. If the bacteria's in the sewers, put it in the sewer. Leave us alone. That's what they're going to say. Mark my words. The World Health Organization will never get this on in Israel.
You don't think so?
No. And believe me, the pharmaceutical companies that produce these vaccines are behind this. Because otherwise they would have said, hey, let's just put the stuff in the sewers and kill it down there. Why would we want to inoculate every person? But that's the same thing that they did in Brooklyn, right?
Yes.
Let's spray the whole city just in case. Just in case.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it is.
And I just want to mention this really quick. Did you know that there are now 9 million Americans using prescription sleep aids?
Oh, I'm sorry. My Ambien just kicked in.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I know, especially since we know that these sleep aids don't work. Well, they do make people close their eyes and lay still for 8 hours, but you're not sleeping. And this is evidenced by all of the disorders that are associated with shift work seem to befall people who use drugs like Ambien.
We were at in a party, I guess a birthday party on last Sunday, and we were speaking with a girl there, and she was talking about how she's taken Ambien, but she followed it up by saying all the issues she's having with her health, and she takes Ambien, and she said, but it makes me sleep
it's
so
the
well.
Only thing that makes
it's
me
only
sleep.
Thing that makes me sleep.
Yeah.
And you, one of us asked her if she'd tried melatonin, and she had not tried melatonin.
Yeah, she hadn't even heard of it.
She didn't know what melatonin was.
Yeah. I know. So 9 million people are on sleep aids. Think about the money in sleep aids. Holy mackerel. I mean, I'm sorry, prescription sleep aids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's startling to
me. It says here that prescription sleep aid use increases with age. I guess that's because as you become older, it's more difficult to sleep.
But there are ways to sleep. That's why things like Tryptophan, melatonin,
GABA.
What's the other one? That L-theanine. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are all things that can help you sleep naturally without any side effects. And you sleep. You actually go through all of the cycles of sleep that are restorative, as opposed to being you're sleeping hijacked.
Women are significantly more likely to use prescription sleep medication than men.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. The likelihood of sleep medication use rises with education.
The smarter you are, the more likely you are. Well, probably because stupider people just drink and smoke weed. Just kidding. Anyway, what else? Anything else about sleep?
Mm-mm, no.
So there you go. 9 million people. Don't join the ranks.
No, take melatonin.
Can we talk about, we've only got about 4 or 5 minutes. You want to do a short story? Is there something?
Yeah, let's just talk about, I want to revisit apple cider vinegar really quickly.
Yes, okay, I like apple cider.
There was a story by A4M that just talks about their obsession with apple cider vinegar because it's so good for so many things. Apple cider vinegar can be used to rinse your hair. We've talked about that, how it creates a shine after you shampoo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It regulates the pH of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a recommended agent for warts. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Apple cider vinegar can remove stains from teeth. Just rub it directly with rub it directly on your teeth and rinse it out with cold water.
But the ADA recommends that we put it in all municipal water now. So there'll be apple cider vinegar in your water now.
Add a cup of it to your bath and soak for 10 minutes to eliminate discomfort from sunburns.
Really?
It can be used as a natural aftershave.
Yeah, that'll get a lot of girls interested in, hey, you smell like a salad. What'd you put on?
Well, it aids in weight loss.
Two teaspoons
of apple cider vinegar to 16 ounces of water. And I drink it sometimes just from the, I don't even put it in water. I just drink it out of a tablespoon, not out of the bottle like you. It balances your entire inner body system, it says.
Well, now it does that.
The body constantly strives to achieve a state of equilibrium. It helps the body maintain a healthy alkaline
pH level. That's what I thought it was.
It creates an overall detoxification of the body.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to break up mucus throughout the body and cleanse the lymph nodes.
I should start taking that stuff.
It's rich in natural enzymes that help rid your body of candida, yeast that are attributed to thrush in humans.
When should we take it? I know that they used to say take it before a meal because it could lower the glycemic index of any carbs that you eat. Is there any recommended? Do they say when to take it and how to take it and how much to take?
Mm-mm. There's just different, each thing that I've just said, there's different uses, so you take it differently.
Oh, okay.
It's an oxymoron to treat stomach acid with an acid-containing vinegar, but there is research suggesting that apple cider vinegar works by correcting low acid, hence reducing heartburn. And if you remember when we were at the AHS in Atlanta, mm-hmm. Vivian Shelton told us that she had indigestion, and Zach gave her some apple cider vinegar to take because of her indigestion. And I said, why does he have apple cider vinegar in the hotel room with you guys?
But how smart is he?
I know. Yeah. And apple cider vinegar will clean your toilets.
Mm.
So there you go.
So we don't have to have a cleaning person do it. You just put the bottle in there and it does it for you?
No. You pour the apple cider vinegar to the toilet and let it sit overnight.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can use it in dishwashers as a substitute for dish detergent.
Well, we've actually used it to kind of every now and then to kind of clean the dishwasher.
Because mm-hmm.
the dishwasher can get funky and alkaline built up in it and stuff. And you just run a cup of apple cider vinegar in it and let it run a normal cycle and it just cleans itself out.
Kitchen surfaces, windows, glasses, and mirrors. It's like that tonic that your grandma used to have. It's good for everything.
In that big fat Greek wedding. Remember the guy he sprayed
the Windex
on the,
everywhere.
Yeah.
Windex is good for everything, spraying it in your face.
Yeah, if he would have known about apple cider vinegar, he would have been using that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got good stories to talk about. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. God, there's so many good stories. It's hard to choose, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And some of these stories, when you read them, you think to yourself, this can't be true.
I know we've talked about Japan and the Gardasil, the HPV vaccine, but evidently, I guess the victims are stepping up and asking the government to stop what they're doing. And they're also getting subsidy. The government is offering a subsidy program to any of the victims.
See, that's nice. And they're honestly saying that. See, you don't hear that here, right? Have you ever heard that the American government will offer some sort of remuneration to people who have suffered at the hand of vaccines? No, they keep it quiet. They don't want anybody to even know about it. And then, you know, I love how we always talk about other governments as being less kind and less thoughtful to their people than we are. You know, oh, well, the Chinese mistreat their people, but they won't give them GMO corn. The Japanese, you know, they're mean to their people, but they openly admit that there's subsidies available to people who have been hurt by the human papilloma virus vaccine. So You know, it looks like we are the ones here in this country that exploit, abuse our people, and then hide any opportunity for reconciliation. So,
yeah.
And so what's going – there are a lot of people in Japan, according to the report, that have had the HPV vaccine and suffered some sort of side effects from it?
Well, I guess they – the children aged 14 to 18 – have been getting injected, and
they're seeing some sort of symptoms now.
Oh yeah, there's even at the meeting that they had, there were even children that were paralyzed, that were in wheelchairs.
Mm. And don't forget to come back full circle to, you know, government trying to legislate health. Who is that guy, the Republican guy who from Texas who is running for president, and then he was running on, he was going to mandate everybody how to get the HPV vaccine.
That was Rick Perry.
Yeah, Rick Perry. He was he was an idiot. I mean, he did a lot of stupid things, but I think the stupidest thing he could have ever done was to say that, you know, he was going to legislate the requirement that everybody get that vaccine.
Well, speaking of that, in North Carolina, it's now a requirement that all state healthcare workers have the flu vaccine this
year. That's terrible. Well, they shouldn't be able to do that. And I know what they're saying. Well, because you're going to come in contact with people with the flu. That's what they're saying. So we don't want you to get the flu because you're going to come in contact. And I wish the CDC doesn't do this, but I would give anything to know how many people in this last flu epidemic we had, quote unquote epidemic, how many people got the flu after getting the flu vaccine? I would love to know. Because they always report, oh, the outbreak is growing, you know, X amount of thousands of people have the flu in this city and that city, but they never say whether or not they got the flu after getting the vaccine. I predict there's a rise in the development of the flu. And I said this on the air and people came out against me, that the flu vaccine is driving the growth of the flu.
People came out against you?
Yeah, somebody said, somebody came on Facebook and said that was ridiculous. She was a nurse too. That was ridiculous, you know, and someone else said I was being reckless by recommending people not get the flu vaccine. But I predict that if they would start to register how many people get the flu and then say, now, did you get a vaccine, and report that to the CDC, and the CDC openly report that, we'd find out that a large number of people who got the vaccine got the flu anyway. And it could be said that the vaccine failed, or it could be said that the vaccine drove them to develop the flu. And those have to be questions that we should be asking as a population.
So here's another story. Evidently, the EPA has approved a new pesticide.
Mm.
And it's a subclass of pesticides in the neonicotinoid class of pesticides.
Which we already know we're trying to get off the market because they're killing bees.
Which some scientists across the globe have linked as a potential factor to widespread and massive bee colony collapse. But the EPA has approved it.
Now, let me tell you how this works, by the way. So I did some research. I wanted to understand how neonicotinoids affect bees. I thought that they just kill bees instantly. And while high levels can do that, the types of levels of neonicotinoids that are being found in bee colonies, the way it affects them is it reduces their foraging. So bees that are exposed to neonicotinoids, let's just say they become lazy and slothful and they don't want to go out and forage. So they don't gather enough of whatever it is that they gather from plants, bring it back to the hive to develop into food that can sustain them through the winter. So these colonies die off in the winter from starvation because they don't forage when spring and summer is around the way they normally would. It reduces the bees' activities, and they've identified this as some sort of neurological effect by the neonicotinoids that reduces the bees' desire to go out and do its job. And that's how it affects these bees. So while a lot of the reports out there are going, well, look, we sprayed bees with neonicotinoids and it didn't kill them. That's the big misconception. Everybody thinks, oh, so the neonicotinoids are sprayed and you find 200,000 dead bees. No, that's not what's happening. The neonicotinoids affect the central nervous system of the bee, reduces his desire to forage. He develops less food to sustain him through the winter. They die during the winter. So it's a real hard connection to make to say, oh, it's the neonicotinoids.
Well, don't the scientists know that?
Yes, the scientists that are doing good research that are saying these neonicotinoids are dangerous are doing that. The scientists that are doing the research to help support the pesticide industry are going, look, it didn't kill them. They're still fine. They're still flying. So it's really terrible.
Just on a little bit lighter note, science's latest invention, a hangover-free beer.
Hey, I'm for that.
You don't drink beer.
No, I know. But maybe they'll come out with a hangover-free wine, too, then.
Well, you don't usually drink enough wine to have a hangover. A group of Australian scientists may have solved one of man's age-old problems, how to prevent a hangover. The researchers used two commercially made beers, a light and a regular beer, tested their hydration qualities by giving them to people who had just exercised. They found that the lighter beer with a lower alcohol content was three times more hydrating than the regular beverage after electrolytes were added.
So they're adding electrolytes to beers.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say that's what causes hangover?
The dehydration is what causes hangovers.
I don't know about that. I mean, I'm sure that they're right, but I find that so hard to believe that it's dehydration that causes hangovers.
You don't know about that? Maybe you should Google it.
Who do I sound like? I don't know about that. No, I mean, I can't believe that it's just dehydration that causes hangovers. I have to believe it's something more than that.
The researchers hope that a low-alcohol beer enhanced with rehydrating electrolytes will become a healthier, less risky beverage for people to enjoy, particularly after sports or intense physical activities.
Well, you shouldn't be drinking beer after sports or intense. It's not a post-workout meal.
I know, but that's what they're saying.
Look, the low-alcohol beer probably is more effective than the high-alcohol beer without the electrolytes, because it's the alcohol that's the offensive component of these drinks that causes hangover. So what I didn't realize, if their theory was right, then they should be able to put more electrolytes in the high-alcohol beer and have a hangover-free high-alcohol beer, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not saying that. They're saying a low-alcohol beer with electrolytes will work.
Yes.
No, that's why I stand now. I stand on my opinion. It's not dehydration that's causing hangovers. It's something else. Some metabolic disorder. Something rearranges the liver, the landscape of the liver, and toxins build up in the bloodstream, and has nothing to do with hydration. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong. Anyway, okay, so what else do we have? Oh, we actually have to take a break.
Okay.
Things are going so fast right now. All right, so let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more stories. Stay tuned.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Toothpaste is loaded with
toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I'm serious. There are so many good stories. We're like, oh, what do you want to talk about next? No, let's talk about this. Which one do you want to talk about first?
I want to talk about canola oil for a few minutes.
Especially since one of my guests recently was espousing the use of canola oil as a good fat.
Who was that?
I can't remember if it was during the Milk Show yesterday or a previous show from there. I just don't remember, but... And I was kind of like, really? I thought canola oil is all, you know, is all GMO now.
And what did they say?
I don't think he was talking about GMO, so he didn't kind of follow up on it.
Well, we know that olive oil comes from olives. Sesame seed oil comes from sesames.
What is a canola?
Canola is a made-up word, which stands for Canadian oil low acid. And we all know that it's genetically modified.
Really?
It's a Canadian invention that is backed by the government. It's a cheap product to manufacture. And, of course, we all know that many processed foods and packaged foods contain canola oil. It was first bred in the early 70s as a natural oil, but in 1995, Monsanto created a genetically modified version of canola oil.
Right.
It's made from rapeseed.
Oh, so it's rapeseed oil.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It was originally going to be called Lear, L-E-A-R, low uric acid rapeseed.
Mm-hmm.
But for marketing purposes, they changed it to canola oil. It was derived from the combination of the phrase Canadian oil.
I can't believe that. And I've always wondered what a canola was. Isn't that funny? I was like, well, where does canola oil come from?
It's made from the rapeseed plant, which is a part of the mustard family.
Mm-hmm.
It works well as an industrial oil, not as a food, and has been used in candles, soaps, lipsticks, inks, biofuels, and lubricants.
And what we've learned, actually, is that all of these... Oh, it was... Now I remember what it was. It was the discussion we had about why women need fat. And we have to exclude all of these omega-6 fats, which come basically from vegetable oils. Got to get them out of your diet if you want to develop less fat cells as a woman and increase more omega-3 fats so that each fat cell has a higher concentration of DHA, and then your body will require less fat cells. And so I think he was saying that canola oil was a good choice. And I said, Dr. William Lasek, but I thought canola was all genetically modified, and I guess he didn't really answer that, if I remember correctly. I don't think he came back with anything satisfying. So, I am right. You shouldn't eat canola oil.
Rapeseed oil is a monounsaturated oil and has high levels of uric acid.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fatty acid that is associated with heart damage, and manifests itself with fibrotic lesions of the heart.
And so canola oil has been linked to blood platelet abnormalities, retards normal growth. It's actually illegal to use in infant formulas.
So isn't those that of you, interesting?
Yeah. So those of you who are looking for growth, muscular growth or whatever, this retards normal growth. You should not be using canola oil. It causes free radical damage and has higher cancer risk due to hydrogenated process. Hydrogenation process was explained to us the other day that it is the reason they hydrogenate oil is to remove the omega-3s from it because the omega-3s go rancid sooner. So to make oil last longer, they remove the omega-3s from it. How stupid is that?
That is stupid.
So there you go. Don't use canola oil. My mother used to use canola oil all the time.
Really?
I know, because she stopped using olive oil for a period of time because somebody told her that, you know, canola oil was better for her. She used to buy it, and I remember her, she used to fry her eggplant before making eggplant parmesan in canola oil instead of olive oil. So you should never deviate from what the ancestral model is. That's the bottom line.
You should stop cooking with corn oil, safflower oils, soy oils, and vegetable oils.
All vegetable oils.
Use coconut oil.
Coconut oil. Use real butter. Butter from unpasteurized butter from grass-fed cows has a very, very high burning point, or what they call smoke point.
Smoke point. And olive oil does not have a high smoke point.
No.
So that's why I said coconut oil.
What do you want to talk about next? I know what I want to talk about.
Okay, we'll talk about what you want to talk about.
This is too funny. Chinese adults hire wet nurses to provide human breast milk on demand for adults.
Really?
This is not for babies. This is unbelievable. But the South China Morning Post reported that adults in China are paying good money to breastfeed on wet nurses who are well paid to provide them their milk. The wet nurses are paid around $2,700 a month, and clients are offered the ability to consume the beverage directly, as in mammary consumption. You know, they nurse.
Do you remember the Borgias, when we were watching the Borgias?
We've actually watched a couple different versions of the Borgias, right? The one that was made for like Australia, the UK, and Canada, we watched.
And the Pope was sick.
Pope Innocence, his name was.
He was sick, and they were having a wet nurse come in to...
Because he wouldn't eat. He couldn't eat. They tried to feed him. He couldn't eat, and he was dying. And so they had this woman who would come in. She would take her baby off of her breast, and she would put her breast in his mouth, and he would suckle it. And remember how he thanked her? God bless you. Thank you so much. Because he ate that.
This article is funny. It says, somehow a 35-year-old businessman feeding on the breasts of a well-paid wet nurse seems a lot less bizarre than the stage antics of Miley Cyrus.
Actually, it does. That's true. Yeah, that's amazing. So there you go. This could be a trend here in the United States pretty soon. And obviously, you would not want a vegan mom to breastfeed you. Just remember that.
The Chinese people are starving for real nutrition, really?
Well, either that or nutrition that's fun, too. I mean, think about this for a second, right? So you tell your wife, your girlfriend, your fiancé, with the same casualness of I'm going to get a massage today after work, I'm going to see my wet nurse today after work. Knowing that she's going to caress your little head in her lap as she drops her large boob in your face, and for the next half hour, you suckle. Now, I don't think that'll ever come to the United States. We're a little bit too prudish for that sort of thing. I mean, people don't even want to see mothers nurse their own babies in restaurants. That'll never come here. But it is pretty interesting.
Yes.
What is next, Elisa Profumo?
Well, I wanted to talk
about...
What
the heck was that?
Scott Burbank sent me a video. Obviously, that's what was just in the background because I just opened it. It was a video about Dr. Fred Hatfield.
Yes, he's been on my show.
You told me this morning, which I didn't know. He's the guy who started ISA.
Yeah, Dr. Squat was his nickname. He was one of the early power lifters who had an amazing ability to squat very heavy weight. So he earned the nickname Dr. Squat, and he was the founder of the ISSA, one of the most popular personal training certification programs in America, and I guess abroad as well.
That's where I got the sport nutrition one.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott said, please watch this video. My stepdad has hospice at home with liver and lung cancer, and my father-in-law has a rare cancer now. And he said, I hope they will listen to this. Well, it's just the story about how Dr. Hatfield started eating ketogenically. He was given 3 months to live, and he now is surviving without any cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
From the ketogenic diet.
I know. More people should know about that, but they don't. And doctors don't even know about it. And it is a perfect example. So they'll go give that poor little girl chemotherapy in a heartbeat. But nobody will say, well, let's see if we could feed her a ketogenic diet for, I mean, think about it. She's 10 years old. She'll eat whatever her mother gives her. And that could be the answer. But nobody will talk about it. Because if you talk about this in academic circles and you talk about it amongst doctors, they think you're a nut if you say this guy cured his cancer with a diet.
Well, what they said on the video was that if you starve yourself of sugar, the cancers go away.
They die.
Yeah.
Because they and we just talked about this with Dominic D'Agostino and Patrick Arnold when we were talking about that ketogenic diet for performance. And a lot of the things that Dr. D'Agostino has worked on has been the effects of ketogenic diets for therapeutic purposes like cancer and brain seizures.
Mm-hmm.
And they work perfectly for people who have brain seizures. They have seizures. Ketogenic diets will take somebody who's having 300 seizures a day and take it down to one seizure a day. And we know, I mean, we've done shows about, we've actually had people come on who said chemotherapy followed by a ketogenic diet and the people live longer, that the cancer doesn't come back. So we know ketogenic diets are starting to make it into the normal cancer therapy arena now, finally. So, do we have any other thing that we...
Yeah, Richard Patterson posted an article, and the name of the article is Why Investment Banking Should Come with a Surgeon General's Warning.
That's funny.
And then he said, let's not work ourselves into such poor health that we have trouble acting ethically. And then he said, maybe you and Carl know people who have experienced such stressful work situations that they had trouble acting human. And then he said, who am I kidding? I've been experiencing this fairly often since I began my career.
Right.
And it's a story about remember last week we talked about the Bank of America intern that worked for 3 days straight with hardly no sleep. I don't think he had any sleep.
Right. And he died.
Mm-hmm. And it's just talking about the investment banking jobs that
they're so high pressure.
Yeah. And they work for grueling hours. And I guess evidently they used to have offices.
Then they went to cubicles.
And then they even did away with the cubicles.
Now they have bullpens. They have these.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, bullpens, where everybody is in the same room, desks are lined up next to each other, and people work side by side, and it's designed to foster a greater degree of competitiveness.
It says it's a results-oriented work environment. As long as you get your work done, you can do what you want. But the paradox is, people who are given this leeway don't work less, they work more, significantly more. And even senior executives stay on the floor until midnight. I guess the people who work after 7 p.m., they give them a free meal because they're there and they want to make it more convenient for them to stay there and work. So they give them free meals.
Yeah. It's amazing.
What kind of life is that?
It's a miserable life, but they do it because of money, right? Investment bankers make a lot of money. I mean, we know a couple people who are investment bankers. They make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them we know has got a horrible health. His health is terrible. And so, you know, that's the trade-off. So you got a lot of money, right? But you have a shorter, more miserable life.
It says the first 4 years it works beautiful. But after that, it starts to take a toll on the person. They start to suffer. After 4 years, there's chronic back pain, severe insomnia. Their hair starts to fall out. They start being depressed. Autoimmune diseases. That's after 4 years.
Yeah.
Addictions. But their technical skills remain the same. After 6 years, 40% of them had severe breakdowns in health. It's not worth it.
No. Why would you want to do that?
The average age in investment banking is 35 years old.
That's amazing. That really is amazing. We have to take a break. Are we going to do listener questions and comments
mm-hmm.
when we come back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. All right, so stay tuned. Perhaps it's your question or comment we will be reading. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy and disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We would be remiss if we didn't mention that Adele Moussa is listening live from Munster, Germany, and posting on my Facebook wall, which I just opened, by the way. I try to keep my Facebook page closed now, ever since we did the show with
Tony Federico.
Yeah, I just opened it just now. For those of you who think I'm not responding. He said, first of all, Elisa Profumo, he says, apple cider vinegar may be nice, but the next big thing will be tomato vinegar for fat loss. And he points to a PubMed study. Honestly, I don't even know that you can make vinegar from tomatoes, he says, which I think is interesting. And then he said about beer when I was making jokes about beer. Don't make jokes about the benefits of beer. A series of studies using animal models have shown that beer may prevent carcinogenesis and osteoporosis. Beer provides plasma with significant protection from oxidative stress and isoumulones. The bitter substance derived from hops may prevent and improve obesity and type 2 diabetes, improve lipid metabolism, and suppress osteosclerosis. The only thing I'd say about that is there's a lot of things going on in beer besides the alcohol. So if you could make the beer without the alcohol and still preserve all of these benefits, I bet that that would be the best thing of all. He says also dough beer, and only dough beer, I don't even know what dough beer is a real workout beverage, at least for those Taekwondo players.
Dough beer was effective in reducing LDL and reducing inflammatory biomarkers, including CRP, which is an inflammatory marker, with little effect on performance in subjects. And he posts a study there on my Facebook page also. So there you go. Thank you for that, Adele.
Okay. I just have a comment from Jason Leloo. It says, Carl, I had an empathy moment this morning. My mother-in-law may have a cancerous tumor, results pending. When I heard, I responded, get her on a keto diet and liposomal C immediately, knowing full well nothing I suggested would be done. If the worst happens, it will leave a ton of what-if questions. It occurred to me that you must wind up dealing with this sort of metaphor all the time. Yeah. Just thought I'd share that with you. I feel you, bud.
Yeah, and it's true. And all of us, everybody in this audience, we know things, right? We have secrets. We know things. We know things, Elisa. And as a result, you know, when we have family members or friends who have situations, and we know that if they do this or do that, that they could change their outcome. We also know that nothing we deliver will be taken seriously. And there's an old saying that someone once said to me many years ago, a prophet is never believed in his own home. And I think that's interesting that the people closest to you that know you the best, who should believe you, never do, and they don't take your opinion seriously on these types of things. Mm-hmm. And you see it all the time, too, right? We have friends where we're watching them go down this slippery slope year after year, getting worse and worse. I just talked about this the other day. There's a guy who comes into the gym sauna, now that the sauna's fixed again. His name will remain unnamed. And he's an older guy, and he trains wrong. He's wearing himself out. He's got a big old round gut, his arms, legs, shoulders, everything's skinny except for his gut. Months ago, he told me he just got back from his doctor and his physical, he's in great shape. And so we started talking, and I said, what's your fasted blood sugar like? He goes, it was 103. My doctor said that's okay. That's what he said to me. And I said, that's not okay. I said, it's just going to get worse. And we had this discussion, what should I do? I told him what to do. I said, basically cut carbs, you know, a starchy carb, sugary carbs out of your diet, more ketogenic style diet. I just saw him again. Guess what his blood sugar is now?
I know because I read it.
140,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So he goes, I just got I went to my doctor again. He goes, my blood sugar is 140. What should I do? And I looked at him. I said, why are you asking me this? I said, you've asked me this when your blood sugar was just over 100, and I told you what to do then, and you didn't do it. I says, you obviously don't take anything I said. Oh, I take everything you say seriously, Carl. I says, no, you don't. I gave you all the answers before. I says, scratch your head and think about what I told you last time. I says, and when you can remember that, I says, just apply those things. And this comes to full circle with who sent you a message? Someone sent you a message about trying to get their diet straightened out. And they said that they take a certain amount of insulin.
I read that on Professor Andro posted some things about fruit juice and fruit. And the guy had posted that he's on insulin and 100, and he eats 100.
He takes two different types of insulin, the fast acting and slow acting insulin, for 180 grams
of carbs a day.
And he wants to know what he can do to help reverse his type 2 diabetes. And I smacked myself in the forehead and I said, okay, let me say this out loud. I take this much insulin so that I can eat this much carbs. So theoretically, if I don't eat this much carbs, then I don't have to take this much insulin because he said his pancreas functions right. He's just insulin resistant. So, and I know Adele is probably going to say, no, it's not that simple. When he's insulin resistant, he's not metabolically flexible. He has to have some carbs in his diet. And maybe that's true. You know, I don't know. But to me, it seems like, okay, so your doctor said you're going to eat 180 grams of carbs a day and you're going to take this much insulin. So if you do the math and you say, well, if I don't eat those carbs, then I don't need the insulin. And that's where I would start. I would start by trying to live without the insulin and eating a diet that doesn't require me to use insulin at all. And maybe, just maybe, over time, your insulin sensitivity will get better. Because using that insulin is going to keep you diabetic. That's all it's going to do. But again, I could be wrong. But anyway, you're right. People ask questions. You give them the answers, and they do whatever they're going to do
anyway.
It
happens all the time. I have a friend who constantly asks me, what should I do? And then I say, well, you should do this. And she'll say, well, I do this. You know, it's like...
And you want to say to her, then what the hell did you ask me for?
Mm-hmm.
If what you're doing isn't working, that's obviously why you asked me. So when I tell you what to do, and then you say, well, this is what I do.
What I suggest, I don't tell.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I'm sorry.
Okay, the next one is from Justin Curlin. What is the exact spelling of the liquid used at night to reduce urination?
Rob Regish said that.
Did he?
I didn't answer that one.
You didn't answer?
Rob has got to answer that one. I'll make sure he answers it this Tuesday on the Blueprint Power Hour.
Okay. You want to read?
Sean Hashemi says, hey, Carl, how long does a bottle of Aura MD last? One bottle will last about 3 months.
Okay.
Two bottles, 6 months. And it's a buy one, get one free. So one bottle should last you about 2 to 3 months. Wyatt Everett says, Carl, hey, brother, can you offer the SHR Nation any thought on DHEA absorption rates, oral versus compounded creams? In other words, let's say you were taking 100 milligrams of oral, but then switched to cream. They're reportedly higher absorption and less metabolites. What amount could you probably cut back to and still get roughly the same punch? Any insights? Yeah, give me a second. I'll tell you what it is. So from the days of pro-hormones, all of us who were involved in pro-hormones, we knew that you usually got between 2.5% to 5% of oral pro-hormones into the bloodstream. So let's use the lower for the sake, right? So for every 100 milligrams of a pro-hormone, which DHEA is, you're going to get 2.5 milligrams into your bloodstream. So if you're taking 50 milligrams of DHEA every single day, then you're getting about 1.25 to maybe 2.5 milligrams into your bloodstream. Most of the more advanced transdermals will deliver 20% or greater for whatever's compounded in them, and the hydroalcoholic ones will deliver 10%. So if you're getting 2.5 milligrams into your bloodstream with your oral dose of DHEA, and you are now switching to a cream, then you probably would need a cream that is somewhere around a third, I'm thinking, of the dose per milliliter in order to get a similar dose into the bloodstream. But you can do the math now that you understand the ratios right there. So most advanced transdermal creams, 20%. Hydroalcoholic, 10% of what's in them gets into the bloodstream. And if you're taking it orally and it's not methylated so that it avoids first pass liver degradation, you're getting about 2.5% to 5% of the oral into your bloodstream. Hopefully that'll help.
Okay, this is from Wyatt Everhart as well. For some reason, the one DHEA show I found in the archives is actually nearly all pregnenolone. Did you ever do a full DHEA show with Dr. Chrysler?
No, I don't think we did.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, maybe we should. There's a good topic right there.
Okay.
The three A's. Carl, thanks so much for the great conversation and fellowship in Atlanta at the Ancestral Health Symposium. Thanks for the mention in the episode about my family. That's his son, Jaden, who wrote the book on the scary blueberry. Cool kid. My son really enjoyed meeting you, and I've begun having him listen to your podcast. And we're going to have Vivian Shelton on the show.
Yes.
In the next couple weeks, because she is a doctor of psychology who employs ancestral health into her practice and is having great success. And we want to talk more about that for other doctors out there.
I think that's it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening today. We've got great show. Of course, we're off the air on Monday. It's a holiday.
Yes.
But we'll see everybody. Hold on a second. Don't do anything. I'm not ready.
Okay.
Next week.
We'll see everybody next week. Have a great weekend. Bye.
superheroes, this is the Superhuman Channel. If you're